Well, I really look forward to this presentation. This was a very enjoyable project, a very challenging project for us. It was a unique opportunity to see how we could leverage the technology, the BioSense integrator technology that we were installing at data sources across the country, to not only address the requirements for BioSense, but also to address requirements for other public health areas. And I'm supposed to talk a little bit about the technology and the how we did this. So I thought I'd start with a light overview slide. So this doesn't go into a lot of the detail that, you know, Hank's slides did, but this really was the overall setup between Christus's information systems, the BioSense integrator, and the BioSense systems at CDC. So actually, I enjoy simpler slides with bigger pictures. So I'm going to move on to something else. Tell you a little bit about BioSense. Basically, BioSense is a national program for bioterrorism, biosurveillance, and situational awareness. And we have a number of different types of data sources. State syndromic systems feed the system, local and regional health systems and hospitals, national laboratories, Department of Defense, and VA. And this is kind of a representation. So the red dots, which you can probably see pretty well, are non-federal sites. And you can see the cluster down in Texas and Louisiana, a lot of that represented by the Christus Health System. As Hank mentioned, when we started the project, not all of the Christus facilities were up on the new Meditech system, so that was one of the challenges. And even those sites that were up on Meditech, not all of them had the outbound laboratory interface. So at the time, Christus didn't need that for any of their internal messaging. So there were only selected sites where they were outputting lab results, which is what we needed for the ELR project. So this is the 11 hospitals out of the Christus system that are transmitting to BioSense today. The ones in yellow are the ones that are actually also sending notifiable diseases to State of Texas. And you notice we have two other sites in Louisiana that are sending lab results to BioSense, but are not sending to the state because they're in a different jurisdiction. But maybe a possibility for a future project. So this is what a typical BioSense implementation would look like. You have your in the Well, let's see, we were told we'd use our mouse for pointing. Down here in the lower left, you've got the hospital information systems at Christus. That would have been the Meditech system. And they would generally send to an interface engine. At Christus, that's, as Hank mentioned, the Cloverleaf interface engine, which manages communications between their internal systems. But there really wasn't an external gateway out of the Christus network to public health. And so that's what BioSense provided. And so if you look up here on the Christus side, we actually installed two servers, a production and a test server for BioSense. And those servers transformed the Christus messages from their local codes and their local format into the BioSense standard vocabulary and BioSense standard message formats. They also typically do another thing, which is to anonymize the record. BioSense does not use patient-identified data, so they anonymize the information, and they also create a cross-reference so that if that data needs to be tracked back to the patient, it can be. And then they're sent via the FinMS network securely over the internet to the CDC here in Atlanta, where the data is unpacked, edited and parsed and put into the data warehouse. And then, to complete the loop, is available back under secure web access from an application standpoint, so that Christus and other people that they authorize can look at that information. So those are the types of functions that we would typically do. We subscribe to messages in the local environment. We filter them. BioSense doesn't take every possible data type. There are specific data types and specific patient types that BioSense is interested in. We de-identify the message, and then we transform them to the BioSense format. At a lot of our BioSense sites, we've also done what's been called a split feed. So public health is receiving data, but it's really just a copy of what is being sent to BioSense. So it's de-identified data, and it's just really sending for their information a complete copy of what would go to BioSense here in Atlanta. So there were some real new requirements for electronic lab result reporting. And one of them was that we needed to identify which test results were of interest to state of Texas, which qualified as notifiable diseases. So we needed to come up with a case detection algorithm for their diseases of interest. We also needed to output messages that contained protected health care information. So PHI is kind of the opposite of a BioSense message, where we do everything we can to make sure PHI is not included in the message. In this case, we needed to provide PHI. And also, one of the things that's particularly of interest, most lab systems, their results from a hospital lab system doesn't include a lot of the demographics, because they assume that the hospital HIS ADT system is holding all of that information. So we needed to marry back up the lab result with the ADT data that we were receiving from Meditech and create the expanded result message. Then we needed to be able to batch them and output them to a separate location, different address on FinMS. So BioSense has one receiving location, and then State of Texas had their own FinMS receiver to accept this information. And then we also wanted to create a control report for the laboratory. Because all of this was happening automatically behind the scenes, it was very important for their confidence to know, okay, this result has actually been transmitted to, and my responsibility to report this information to the state of Texas has been discharged. So we included information where the system would actually email infection control and list out the results that had been reported in each batch, so that they, and this was one of the things that they found very valuable to them, because instead of a lot of manual intervention of tracking it, have I sent it, have I not sent it, you know, did I fax these, did these qualify even as reportable, you know, the system basically was doing all of that monitoring and scanning for them. So this is the way the ELR feed looks at State of Texas, at Christus sending to State of Texas, and you notice that The integrator is basically managing two feeds, the traditional BioSense feed and then the ELR feed. And since we're receiving all microbiology results from all of the participating hospital facilities that are sending out lab, we can basically sit and scan and look at those, and they're reported every 4 hours to State of Texas in a batch. So we're averaging, I think, something about 4 to 5 results from those four hospitals, 4 to 5 results a day that qualify. So our case detection algorithm was not a real complex one. Basically, what we did was we took their lab organisms and we mapped them to SNOMED. So we got a list of the SNOMED codes of interest from State of Texas that qualified. And some of those were not legally required as reportable, but were items of interest. So they could, or ones that may in the future become required. And then the algorithm was, you know, is the SNOMED code for the organism on the list for Texas? Is it a positive result? And is it a final result? And so we were able to qualify and identify out of the thousands of microbiology results we receive down to the 4 or 5 of interest each day. Quick recap of the project. It was probably 2 years from the time you signed up, but hopefully it wasn't actually quite 2 years from the time we actually started. So we did our original on-site kickoff on July 24th in 2007. We went into our integration testing, which is the final testing phase where we were sending data end-to-end all the way from the Krista source systems through to the BioSense receiving systems. And in February, we went live with ADT, Census, and Emergency Department for the 11 BioSense sites on April 2nd. And then we came up about 3 weeks later with the microbiology results. And then once BioSense was bedded down and running properly, then we brought up 2 days later, we activated the feed to State of Texas. So right now, Krista's is transmitting about 18,000 messages a day to BioSense. Those come every 15 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then our feed to State of Texas is, as I mentioned, about every 4 hours, and assuming that we have an applicable result. And possible additions to this project, expansions to this project, as Krista's is adding additional facilities onto the Meditech system and bringing up sites with the Meditech results interface, we can add additional sites to transmit to BioSense and to State of Texas. We're also looking at, you know, potential for other non-microbiology results. There are other reportable results that we aren't handling electronically today, like HIV and lead, because they're not micro-related. So we can expand in that direction. And there also have been discussions about doing an exact parallel of this to the Louisiana State Department of Health. And they're very interested in looking at a direct feed from Krista's Louisiana facilities as well.